There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And the theory is that your drive home is accompanied by a drive program. That's kind of the established theory. So on a Thursday, when you're going home for the weekend, you're thinking, I'm fed up with this car. I've had enough of it. I'm going to sell it. Maybe we can help you today because we're going to do cash or trash. We've never trashed a car, and it's just a name. Don't get us wrong.
Just rhymes.
But it's all about alliteration on this program. But what is your car worth is the point of it. So if you're driving home thinking, I fancy a new car, I've spotted something, the classic car that I've always wanted, could I afford it if I got rid of the one I'm in and put that money towards it? We can help you. Tom Pay's here from Yalla Compare. He's going to be doing the valuations today. Tom, no pressure then.
Yeah, no pressure at all. Yeah,
nice to see you. So how are things?
Not bad, thank you. Yeah, all's well. It's Ramadan's pretty busy if you're in the automotive industry at all, and if you're doing car finance or car insurance or just buying cars and stuff, it's just a busy time at the moment. Yeah.
It is. There's lots of deals around at the moment. We were talking about some of that last week, actually, and how to sell cars during Ramadan. Alex Capermurdo, or Miss Autono, is here. I just realised what the Autono thing is from. Is it from the Alanis Morissette song?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I thought. So the You Ought to Know song is why you're Miss Ought to Know, because you ought to know.
But it's not, is it?
Okay, so we're close enough. Nice to see you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Look, we're going to be talking to you in and out. There are texts in already on Cash or Trash. So Drive Life Talks Automotive. We're here for an hour, but let's jump straight in.
Cash or Trash?
Right at the top, 2012 FJ Cruiser. This is the first one for you, Tom.
Yeah.
For 140,000 kilometres, cash or trash? Mark is asking. A TRD FJ.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, those never really kind of lose their value, even if they've got loads of kilometres on them. I would say minimum like 100,000 dirhams.
Even with 140,000 kilometres on the clock?
Yeah, I mean, they're just so reliable. They're just indestructible. And, and with all the racing equipment stuff on it, the off-road stuff, the TRD stuff, they keep their value. People love them. And
what do you think, Alex Capermurdo?
I was just going to ask some advice. Does it depend on the driver as well?
It might do. And actually, the ones you should definitely look out for are the manuals, because people tend to rag them and they don't last as long as the automatics. The automatics, they're kind of fine. Like, they're built to withstand a lot of punishment, I'd say. But yeah, the people in this part of the world don't drive manuals very well. And yeah, that's...
okay, Mark. Yeah. Good news for you. 2015, Toyota Sequoia, 105,000 kilometres. Seb is asking about that one. Big vehicle.
Yeah, massive. Big family bus. Yeah, I would say, I don't know, around 90,000 dirhams or something. Because, they're not cheap to start off with. And they're massive. And you get a big V8 and everything. And the kilometres, it's not that high for that kind of car. They just last forever. So, you should be able to get something like 90, I'd say.
Okay, Amit's text in with this one for you, Tom. Hi, guys. I have a Toyota Prado 2009 VX4. It's well-maintained, 206,000 kilometres. It's never been off-road. How much could I get for it? Is there still the rule about insurance? This is a secondary question. That full insurance can't be provided for a vehicle over than 10 years. There's nothing wrong with it, but he's thinking about changing it.
On the insurance question, you should be able to get a good quote for that. If I can plug it, I'd say go to Yalla Compare and get a good quote. I'm sure we'll be able to find something for you.
Nicely done. Like it.
But in terms of the valuation of the car, get over 200,000 for a Toyota. That's getting on a bit, to be honest. You're probably not going to be looking at that much for that kind of car. I would say maybe about 40,000 or something if it's in good condition. If you said there's nothing wrong with it, it's why not keep it? But if you look for
he's followed it up with, I'm looking for a seven seater. Any suggestions? We'll ask you, Tom and Alex. You can also pop in if there's any seven seaters that come to mind as well.
The one you've got just now is...
Oh, yeah, maybe that one, yeah. So the one I've got right now is the Dodge Durango SRT, and that's a very sensible seven-seater, but...
Let me just put this in perspective. Give us how many litres this car... what's the engine on this?
6.4 litre
V8. 6.4 V8, yep. Seven-seater family
Family bus.
So tank, really? Not really bus, tank.
Yeah, tank, yeah. So what they've done, if they've taken quite an innocuous family car and they've stuck a massive engine in it, and it's really childish and fun, basically.
That's a really good description.
All right, then. So maybe that. But if that's not your cup of tea and you're more used to a Prado, a 4-litre engine...
Yeah, I would say, suggest? I mean, the new Prado is a great car. If you want to go a little bit more upmarket, the Toyota Land Cruiser is a great car. The Nissan Patrol is a great car.
I'd also contend there, if you've got 250,000 dirhams and that is your budget for a 7-seater, it's a decent budget. You
that
could
is
look
a good
at
budget.
Some very nice, very luxurious pre-owned vehicles as well, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the problem with the luxury cars is there aren't actually that many luxury 7-seaters. So if you think about your Range Rovers and your BMW X5s and all those kind of things, they're kind of mid-sized and they only have 5 seats. And you're going to have to search quite... It's actually the Japanese cars and the American cars. They have the best 7-seat cars, I'd say.
So really the advice from it there is search around and enjoy it and have a look and try some cars and see what you're comfortable with.
Indeed, yeah. Okay. But for that budget, I'd say Land Cruiser or Patrol, basically.
All right, fair enough. Let's go to Poonam, who's on line 5, I think. Poonam, afternoon.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Good to talk to you. So you have what? A BMW 5 Series, 5 years old. Anything else we need to know about that, Poonam?
It's done 118,000 kilometers.
Okay.
It was a very highly spec car from Abu Dhabi Motors. Not that that matters much after 5 years. But it's done 118,000 kilometers. It's on service contract up to 200,000 and under warranty until July 2019.
Which I think would be good news, Tom. What would you say that's worth?
Yeah, that's all sounds pretty good, to be honest. I've seen 5 Series that are older than that, and they're going for, I don't know, 60,000-70,000 valuations. I'd say that's a little bit high if you're looking at an older 5 Series, but for your one, I would say, about 60,000 or 70,000.
What do you think, Puno? Is that what you expected?
Yeah, I would think so. I was looking at the 70 mark, so I guess you'd...
Sure. Even put it up at 75 and then just wait for people to kind of negotiate you down, I guess.
Exactly. Stick to your guns
thanks,
on
guys.
That. All right, then. Well, look, thanks for calling, Poonam. I appreciate it. Let's go back to the text line just quickly. Acadia Denali, 2016, GCC specs, good condition. No sense of mileage on that, though.
It's no. Good condition, though, and relatively new. The Denali is the higher spec ones with the nicer interiors and everything. So, again, depending on the kilometres, I don't know, about 100,000, I guess.
All right. Miss Autono is here. I'm going to come to you and chat to you in a minute, actually, Alex, because I know you've been busy lately. Your accomplishments are growing. Let's talk to Kabir, line 3, 2013 Honda Accord. Kabir, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you. How are you? I hope you're safely on hands-free. Are you on the road at the moment?
I'm hands-free, but I'm already home and parked, and I was just waiting to speak to you.
Good of you to hold on. Appreciate that. So tell us a little bit more about the car, Kabir.
So, it's a 2013, completely accident-free, agency-maintained, low mileage. It's done just about 58,000 kilometers. It's a 3.5-liter V6 Accord Coupe.
Nice.
So I'm trying to figure out whether I should hold on to it or switch it up to something else now. Just figured I'd get your opinion on it.
Just before we get Tom's opinion, can I ask you a quick question, Kabir? Have you enjoyed it? Because a 3.5-litre coupe Accord sounds like it would be fun to drive to me.
Oh, I enjoy it thoroughly. It's a lovely car. I love my car.
All right. Tom, what's it worth?
I would say... based on what you've said, I would say, I don't know, 60,000 or something like that, probably even a bit more, depending on how good condition it's in and if you can find the right buyer. The problem is there's quite a lot of them about, so you're probably going to find some competition on the second-hand market. But I'd look at the 50-60 kind of mark.
How does that grab you, Kabir? Seem reasonable?
Yeah, that's sort of around the ballpark I was looking at. But would you suggest I list it at a little bit higher, or...
You don't want to list it too much higher because then everyone's just going to gloss over your ad and they're going to think, well, forget that, I'm not interested. But it's always worth maybe sticking an extra 5,000 on and then you've got a higher negotiating point to start from.
But it's certainly worth, and we've done Cash or Trash for enough weeks now. I know the real perceived advice that I've gleaned over the last 3-4 weeks is stick to your guns, because somebody is going to come back to you. If you think it's worth it and you really believe it, somebody who also thinks it's worth it will buy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. And it helps if it's not an urgent sale as well. I mean, you get the guys who they come in and negotiate really hard if it's an urgent sale, and then you just have to kind of accept what they're giving you. But if it's not urgent and you're happy to stick to your guns, then yeah, you can probably get much more than what you originally thought.
And maybe just enjoy it for a couple more days. Kabir, appreciate you calling. Hope everything goes well.
Thank you so much. Good really talking nice. To you guys.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for calling us. It's Drive Live Talks Automotive. We have two guests with us.
Drive Live Talks Automotive.
Yes, we do have two guests with us today. We have Tom Pay from Yellow Compare and Miss Autonote, also known as Alex Kappa Murdoch. Now, Alex, quite a few things to get through with you today. First of all, do you want to tell us about your show?
Do you know what? I want to hear about this, actually, because Steph was in here just now, just finishing the ticket, and she said to you on the way out, congratulations on the new show, saw it the other day, and then she was very complimentary, and I'm thinking, how do I not know about this?
Yeah, I didn't even know it was on air already, so so that's good. It's called Autocrats. It's on Fox. It's a car show, obviously, being Miss Autonote, it's going really, really well. We are really enjoying all the filming. So the boys are out today doing the test drives. I won't tell you what it is, but Shazad Sheikh from Motoring Middle East is doing the test drive today. I was at the Autodrome the other day finding out a little bit more about the single-seater experience that you can do down there. And we had the Ford Mustang out as well. So, yeah, really excited, really good show, really good production team.
Okay, we ask people this quite often. What are you driving at the moment? What are you testing at the moment?
Well, I've had numerous test cars. It's really, really busy just now. But as I said to you when I came in, you'll love what I've just picked up, which of course is the brand new Porsche Cayenne Turbo. And I'm obviously very lucky because it's actually the CEO's car. Apparently I'm the only person who's been allowed to take it. So,
what's the CEO got now that you're driving his car?
I'm sure he's selected
bicycle.
Something else.
I guess he's got some choice,
home.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got his bike.
I don't think they'd leave him with nothing. But I have to say, within the sort of 20 minutes it took me to get from Silicon Oasis to Studio City, it's an absolutely beautiful car.
Mm.
What stands out for you in it? What's the difference between the new one and the old one?
Actually, aesthetically, so what Porsche do is they tend to, even when they do an all-new something, you'll always see a resemblance. So some manufacturers go completely different and start with a new canvas, but this is something that you'll see. It's obvious that it's a Porsche and it's obvious that it's a Cayenne. The lights, you know, in Europe now you have to have daytime running lights. So lots of people are incorporating those on the front and rear. And they've got these beautiful light clusters on the front and the rear, which really make it stand out. But also from the second you open the door, it's that, you know, manufacturing quality that German cars tend to have. It's really nice. On top of that, you've got the performance. And then there's the space aspect as well. You know, it really is... Since a lot of manufacturers have been doing SUVs in a different way to they have been before, it's really opened the market to people. And I think this is something where, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, whether you're male or female, and whether you're single or you have a family, this car ticks all the boxes.
Mm. All right, then. We need to get back to Cash or Trash because Mohammed is on line 5. Mohammed, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Good to talk to you. So you have a Land Cruiser. It's 2016 VXR. Why would you want to be selling that? It's a fairly new car.
Oh, I'm a bit crazy. I want to change car every couple of years. That's why.
Okay, well, good answer. I like it. Tell us a bit more about the car, mileage and other bits, Mohammed.
Mileage is roughly approaching 25,000, and it's fully maintained by the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 4.6-litre full-spec VXR 2016 model.
It's nice. What do you think, Tom? Let me just switch you on there. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, that's a really nice car, yeah. I would say you're looking at probably like 200,000, I would say. How much do they cost new? About 280 or something.
Yeah, the new is somewhere around 270 these days, probably.
Yeah, so I would take, if you're in a rush to sell, take 200 for it. But if you can hold out for a bit, then 230, as high as 230.
What do you think about that, Mohammed? Is that what are you going to buy next if you get that kind of money? Say you got 225, whatever, for the car. What are you going to use that to buy?
Well, I was wondering about LX 570 if I can get that.
Okay, so you're moving up in the world, aren't you?
Yeah.
What do you think, Tom?
I really like the look of that car, actually. There's the thing that really, because I'm a child, the thing that really attracts me to it is the running LED lights, yeah, the indicators. Yeah, I really like that. And otherwise, it's a beautiful car inside as well. It's got an amazing interior. I think Lexus do interiors better than most luxury brands, to be honest. There's just something really sweet about them.
Are you pleased with that valuation, Mami? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Well, kind of what you expected.
It is about what I was expecting, somewhere in the range of 185 to 200, something like that.
Okay, well, I hope you get it, and stay crazy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Mohammed on Live 5. Let's go and do a couple more. Fazli here. I want to sell my Mazda 6, 2.5-litre mid-range, 165,000 kilometres, 2014. Paid 86 for it.
That's not an expensive car to start off with. Probably claw a little bit back out from that just to kind of cover the down payment for the next car. I'd say you're probably looking at around 20 grand. I think that's a reasonable thing to put it up for.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, Fazli wants to know, I've got a Mazda 6, 2.5.
We've just done that one.
That one.
the one underneath that.
Oh, I thought you'd just done the one underneath that. No. So the resale value of the 2008 Nissan Altima 2.5S GCC spec, 213,000 kilometres.
Yeesh. that's not going to be worth that much, I would say. They do go forever, but I don't think anyone's really going to pay anything for it. I'd say put it up for 10, maybe 15, and see what you can get, basically.
Why not? Why would that not? Why is that unpopular or less popular?
It's just because there's millions of them about, basically. There's so much choice. Yeah,
that's the smaller of the two, anyway, isn't it? Was that the 2.5?
I've tested the Altima with the 3.5, and I don't think it suits the car very well, actually.
No, it's, the 2.5 was better.
It's a much smoother engine, and the 3.5, it makes it really quick, and you're kind of not expecting it because the rest of the car is so relaxed and chilled and. It just doesn't suit it very well.
Kind of a schizophrenic vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It was like a 350 with a different body shell, wasn't it?
The Altima. Mm. Oh, it's just like a standard saloon, isn't it?
There is another Altima question. We may as well just do this. Text in. Hello there. I have a Nissan Altima 2013. This one is. This is also 2.5 SL, 240,000 kilometres. He's asking, should it be trashed?
I mean, you should never trash them. You're not going to get that much money for it, though. Enough to go towards your down payment for your next car. Maybe 20 or 25,000 or something like that.
Oh, which doesn't sound too bad. Let me see. Zahir is on the line. Pathfinder 2014, Zahir. New shape. Very noisy. How are you?
I'm all right, yeah. So I was just trying to find an idea how much I could get for my Pathfinder.
Okay, 2014, new shape. How many miles? We don't have the mileage here, Zahir. What's the, what have you done in it?
It's 148,000 at the moment.
148, okay.
Okay, yeah, so 2004, so 4 years old. Okay, I would say maybe about 50 or 60,000 dirhams.
How does that grab you?
Just one more thing. It's the standard version, so it's not the 4x4 version. Basic 4x2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the front wheel drive version.
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, in that case, maybe knock another 10 grand off it. So maybe you're talking 40, 50,000.
All right, Zahir.
That's good.
Great. Good to have you on. Appreciate it. NLT is here. We've also got Alex Kappa-Murdoch, Miss Autono here, and Tom Pay is here for Cash or Trash. He is from Yellow Compare. It's Drive Live Talks Automotive. Christian makes a good point.
Drive Live Talks Automotive.
Lots of texts in today. Christian says, why does it sound somehow more right to use mileage, even in a metric-speaking environment? So I was sat thinking, kilometerage just doesn't cut it, does it, Tom?
Yeah, it doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Alex, it's mileage for cars, isn't it? Whether you're metric or not.
Hmm.
Just an interesting question that's come in, actually, moving away from that conversation. Someone texts in saying, curious to know how Teslas are faring in the resale market. I guess it's quite early to tell.
There are some around, and they have been there for a while because there was an awful lot of imports, weren't there?
There were, on the grey market before.
I was actually looking. I was like, oh, I'm buying a Tesla.
Yeah, I thought, oh, I'd love to have one of those, but they're really expensive.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh. Yeah,
ouch.
You see them around quite a lot now. More and more, you're starting to notice them.
My new cat's called Tesla.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, any
of course it is. Of course it is, Alex.
Because all my cats are named after supercars.
So what are your other cats called?
Bentley, Aston, and then we're toying with Maserati or McLaren. I'm not entirely sure.
You call them Maz for short, Maserati.
Yeah, Maserati. You like Maseratis.
I do.
Yeah,
all right then. Here's a question for you. Before we go back to cash or trash, because Arjun's on the line, so Arjun, appreciate you waiting. Just hold for a moment. I went to look at Ramadan offers the other day, had to get my current car valued in the pre-owned car showroom, same manufacturer. Saw a zero-kilometre car for sale, 2016, but a five-year warranty and service starting from 2017. So this car needs to be moved. When I mentioned to the original showroom salesman that I was taking the pre-owned option instead, he warned me it was an unsold zero-kilometre car being sold in the pre-owned section in speech marks here for a reason, i.e. warning bells. Now, should I be worried, asked Wayne, about this vehicle, or is the first salesman just worried about losing a sale? Because the servicing and the warranty is there.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's there'd be nothing wrong with the car, apart from maybe it might need a new battery, because if it's been sitting there for a year, then it might need a new battery, but that's it. Yeah,
I suppose the thing you have to think is the service and warranty from the manufacturer date or from the date of which the car is sold, so it may be reduced warranty that the new buyer will get, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, I mean, they're saying 2016 vehicle, the warranty in this case has been backdated to 2017. Obviously we're in 2018, so I mean, I guess there's a bit missing there, but if you've you know, there's obviously a discount on the car, you trade that off, don't you?
And also just check that that the specification is a specification for here, because often dealers are told what they have to get in as well. So, I mean, if it's 0 kilometres, it's not going to be an express fleet or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, just check its GCC spec. If it's not GCC spec, you might struggle a bit with insurance, but that's it.
Okay, so there you go, Wayne. Here's Arjun on line 4 today. Mazda 3, Arjun, tell us about the car.
I bought it last year. It's a Mazda 3 full option. And it's run 20,160 kilometres so far.
Okay, so not too much. You obviously drive a fair way to work, but it's still pretty reasonable, Tom, I would think. What's it worth?
Yeah, I mean, that's a lovely car, to be honest. I would say you'd be looking around at least 45. Yeah, maybe a bit more, to be honest. It's quite a common car, but if it's got full specs, then, yeah, there's no reason why you can't get a little bit more for it.
Arjun, can I ask why are you thinking of selling it if you've only had it for a year or so?
No, I was thinking about selling it in a few months because I may be moving.
Okay, so that kind of valuation, is that what you expected?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Drive safe. That's Arjun. You can call us 423-1010 if you want to talk to Tom.
Mark has a 2002 Nissan Patrol. 306,000. I was going to say 30,000. That doesn't make sense. 306,000 kilometres on there. What do you... I mean, is this a kind of car that just will keep on going?
Yeah, absolutely. It's... And the patrols, they just... They get to a point where they just don't depreciate anymore for some reason. Just people love them here. Especially that kind of shape, that 99 onwards shape. That's... I think they still make it in the Super Safari, they call it now. But yeah, that classic 99 shape, people love it here. I would say you'd get minimum 25. Probably you could even put it up for 35, even though it's got loads of kilometres. I mean, people are willing to pay that for these cars.
I've got a happy story about this. Remember last week we were talking about a Nissan Patrol, a Safari, on the programme? And I said, I think that's my friend Mandy. And it was actually. And Matthew Davidson was here last week. And he valued the car at a lot more than they were looking for. Anyway, Mandy sent me a text last night. She said, good, but very sad news. Sold Dennis. Dennis is the car.
Yes.
The other day.
I figured.
Put it on Dubizzle on Friday. Calls came flooding in, but at ridiculous prices. Held out for a couple of days, which is what Matthew said. Got an amazing price. Double what we were expecting.
Oh, wow.
Because this was a single owner. I know that Mandy's driven it for years. They've really looked after it. It's been dealer maintained. And it's a Nissan Patrol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just a cool car, yeah.
It is. And they were really pleased with it. So she said, thanks for reading it out. You're very welcome, Mandy. Let's talk to who's on line 6. Norman is on line 6. Norman, afternoon.
G'day, guys. How are you?
G'day. Good to have you on. So you've got a very nice car that you want to get valued.
Yeah, it's a 2016 BMW 730. Service contract warranty to 2021. So I'm just wondering, 39,000 kilometers. Yeah, so just wondering, kind of, price would it be right now at?
Probably about 200 grand, I would say. Maybe 220, that kind of price, yeah.
In terms of options, yeah. Norman, what's it got? How upmarket is it inside and out, I suppose?
No, it's brand new, scratchless condition, and I think that's spot on, actually. That's what I had in mind as well. I mean, it's a gorgeous car, but I just feel it's a bit too big. It's really big in size, and I struggle in the dodgy car parks here sometimes, so yeah, that's why.
I guess it wouldn't be that hard to sell that. That would seem a fairly desirable car, Tom.
Yeah, I'd say so. There's quite a few on the classifieds, but they don't seem to stay on for very long from when I'm browsing around. And yeah, it's a lovely car. It's the kind of car that I think you're better off being driven in rather than driving yourself, to your point.
Agree with that. Good absolutely, point. Yeah.
Norman, what are you going to get in place of your 7 Series?
I was thinking an X6, a little more sporty, a bit different, yeah, you know, just to change it a bit from that perspective. It's a little slimmer in the width as well as mm-hmm. compared to this guy. This is big. Yeah, it is big.
No, you could do worse. Well, hopefully it all goes well for you. Thanks for ringing.
Thank you so much, Red God. Thank you.
Norman. So, loads and loads of cash or trash to get to. NLT, what are you looking at?
Yes, let's go with this one. BMW 328i Sport 2013, 103 kilometres, accident-free, full-service history. How much are we looking at, Tom?
Is that 103 kilometres or 103,000 kilometres?
Well, 103,000, I would guess.
For a 2013 model, you could probably get a decent amount for that. Maybe 60,000 or 70,000, depending on if it's the. I don't know. Is the 2013 model the new shape? Yeah.
Or
is
it? Yeah, I think 2012 was the.
When they brought. Yeah, where it looked like a Mini 5 Series. Yeah. If it's the new shape, yeah, I would say, yeah, like at least above 50, anyways, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aisha's texting. She has a Porsche Cayenne GTS 2014, 95,000 kilometres, and a beautiful service history, but it's out of warranty now.
That's not too bad with the warranty. There's plenty of dealers around town that will service your Porsche, as long as it's got a full service history and everything. And there's no, and you do a check before you sell it. In terms of the price, I would say 120, 130.
Okay. Hassan is on the line. Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. You have something that I guess is going to be attractive to a lot of people. In car terms,
I have an Infiniti Q70. It's a sedan, not the crossover one, and 53,000 kilometers, 2015 model. I was just wondering what I can get for this car if I want to sell it now.
Nice car to drive, I guess, as well.
Yeah, it's a very nice car to drive. Yes.
Okay, so what do you think, Tom?
I would say around 80,000 or 90,000, possibly a bit more, depending on the condition and the specs of it.
Kilometres again, Hassan, how much have you driven in it?
53,000 kilometres.
53, okay. What do you think about that as a price? What you expected?
Yeah, it's a fair evaluation. I was looking for something in that range, a bit on higher 90 side, but yeah, fair evaluation.
Okay, and reasons for selling? Any thoughts? Not that I'm asking to buy your car. But
I'm thinking of moving from Japanese to German, okay. Maybe E300.
Do you want an opinion from our panel on whether you should move from Japanese to German? Alex Kappa-Murdoch is here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, German cars are well known for their engineering, their build quality, their performance. Great idea. But then there's a reason why people go for Japanese cars as well. You know, Japanese cars, it's different. It's you know, if you look at comparing it to something else, it's like comparing a Technics 1210 to a belt-driven record player. Does that make sense?
From a direct drive to a belt driven.
Yeah, there you go. When it comes
I might hold on to my car after this.
No.
Enjoy the car. Whatever happens, hope it goes well for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So a reasonable price there, I think. The 1210s were the black ones. The 1200s were the silver ones, weren't they?
Yes.
Yes, I do remember. Line 3, Abdullah. Land Cruiser 2004. Abdullah, you've done quite heavy mileage in this.
200,000, yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so you're looking at a price for this. Can you tell us anything else about the car?
It's got leather seats, sunroof, and what else? It's got the chain timing belt, you know, the chain timing belt, so that they say it's a rare one, this particular model. So you don't ever need to change your timing belts, whatever you call them.
Well, maybe less, far less regularly, perhaps. All right, then. So, yeah. Tom, what do you think?
It's a similar story as with the Patrol that we were talking about earlier. So, I would say you should definitely put it up for at least 30,000 and see what you can get. Maybe 30. 35.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so because it's lady-driven, probably. Does that hike the price, or does that keep the price the same, or how does it, is that, does it make any difference at all?
I'm not
depends
sure.
On the lady.
Yeah, yeah, it depends on the lady. Yeah.
if it's miss or to know, maybe not. Let's be honest. Does it seem like a fair valuation?
Yeah, 35 is what I was expecting, yes.
All right, nice to talk to you. Appreciate your call.
Nice, likewise, thank you.
All right, that's Abdullah. Cash or Trash on Drive Live Talks Automotive continues. NLT is here. Alex Kappa-Murdoch, Miss Autono is here. Yellow Compares, Tom Pay is with us.
Drive Live Talks Automotive.
Alex Kappa-Murdoch, Miss Autono, you've been in Croatia on two wheels. Riding a Harley-Davidson. What was that like?
Absolutely unbelievable. And it wasn't just one Harley-Davidson. I think I've gone through the entire fleet in the last few months. It was a great trip. I mean, honestly, the thing about Harley-Davidson that I didn't realise is the camaraderie. It's, you know, it's definitely a lifestyle brand. I turned up, everybody was like really funky, like the most stylish people I've ever met.
Is it all bandanas and boots? And
no, not at all. Not at all. It was like very hipster, people from different places wearing different things. But the actual team associated were really, really cool. And what it made me realise is that it is this lifestyle. So, you know, owning a Harley Davidson, this was in Croatia, this was around Split, so it's absolutely stunning scenery. And I was actually thinking, what an unusual place to test such a large bike that I didn't think would be suited to kind of the open road. It's absolutely the perfect place for something like Harley Davidson, with the exception of the UAE. And I'll tell you why. The thing about Harley Davidson is it's one of the, in fact, it's probably the only bike I have ever ridden in Dubai where people do not mistaken you for some other sort of rider. So it could be delivery bike or that you're going to speed through the traffic and cut up. Yeah. And they're, people understand Harley Davidson, so they hear you, they see you coming, they hear you because they've got this amazing sound. And I think that's why so many women are now into Harley Davidson, to the point where my old boss at Maserati went out and, you know, you'd think he'd go like Ducati or some Italian bike, but went out and bought his wife a Harley Davidson as her first bike, which I thought was lovely.
Very nice of him. So they're great if you're going in a straight line. What about when you go around corners? Or is that just a fallacy?
Yeah, just a fallacy. Okay. One of the things they say is go big or go home. You know, Harley Davidson, you think you have a picture in your mind. Take that picture out of your mind and go to the dealership because you won't believe it. My husband said to me, don't you dare go on this trip and come back saying you want a Harley Davidson. And I was like, yeah, whatever, genuinely. And I went away and I came back and went, do you know what? I'd actually quite like a Harley Davidson.
Oh, he knows you better than you know yourself.
Yeah. What was the response?
He just looked at me and walked off. I won't repeat what he actually said.
It's an amazing place though, Harley. I've been there and they do all kinds of customization. You can get pretty much anything you want.
And the clothes are really nice. Mm. The clothes are lovely. So yeah, I'm very impressed with Harley and it's great to see that they're good ambassadors for getting women into the sport as well.
Okay, are we going to try and have a quick fire
Let's
round?
Do some quick fire stuff.
Tom, brace yourself. Okay. 2009 Mazda MX-5, done 90,000 kilometres, automatic transmission, being maintained by the agency. Sam's asking what it's worth.
I'd say 40 or 50,000 dirhams.
Alex, you seemed interested in the Mazda, the MX-5.
Yeah, definitely. You know, MX-5 is the largest selling two-seater sports car in the world and was actually the production, I mean, famous for the original engine, the production. I think from memory, it's something ridiculous like 40 million sold worldwide.
Is it that many?
It's absolutely huge.
40 million?
Yeah.
That's huge. Yeah. That is enormous.
I'm pretty sure it's something like that because wow. I remember... Because obviously it's how many decades now? Four?
91, didn't it come out, the first one?
Well...
We're getting into the three decades there, I suppose. Yeah, so yeah. It kind of makes sense. Let's talk to Joaji, who is on line 5. Joaji, afternoon to you.
Hi, good evening to all
Nice to talk to you. You are looking for a valuation for a Nissan Patrol. We've been talking a little bit about patrols today. Ever popular, much sought after. Tell us about yours.
It's 2012 60th anniversary edition. Mm-hmm. It's a full option without leather seating, and 155,000 done and agency maintained, and very less off-roading done with this car.
Sure, I would say you're talking at least 120, maybe up to 140,000.
How's that?
Oh, great.
One word, great. That's a good answer, I think. Joanji, nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely evening.
And you, sir.
Okay, Michael has a Silver Ford Focus ST 2015, 55,000 kilometres, Altea maintained, warranty until 100,000 kilometres or 2020. What's it worth?
That's a cool car. Yeah, I'd say 70,000 dirhams.
Okay, 70,000 dirhams. A couple of BMWs here. A 2007 750. 170,000 kilometres, is it worth keeping? Will a BMW keep going like some of the other cars we've talked about? Or
not as well as a Toyota would. Yeah, you're going to eventually run into very expensive problems. It depends if it's on if it's worth keeping. It depends on what condition it's in, on how much grief it's giving you. It won't sell for much. You probably get, you could probably put it up for 20 grand, I'd say, and you probably expect to get about 10 to 15.
All right. Okay. Zahabe is going to join us on, let me see, line three. Zahabe, you have a Mercedes, am I right?
That's right, yes. I've got a C200, chocolate brown in color. I love the color on it. It's got
cool.
A brown interior, 2016, 37,000 kilometers. Still has one service left at 45,000 and 3 years on warranty.
Okay, so Tom, why are you selling it? You seem really keen on it.
Yeah.
I might be leaving the country.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. So, Tom, what do you think?
80 to 90,000, I'd say.
Ooh, it's not bad.
For 2016?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if it's... when you buy them new, that you kind of lose a bunch of the value as soon as you drive out the showroom. And there are quite a lot about, for especially the C200 model, which is, the kind of the standard engine one. So, maybe 90,000, I'd say, but, you're not... I think that's about what you're
all
looking
right.
at. Yeah.
A little bit disappointed.
Got it.
Sahib.
Slightly. That's all right.
put it up for more and see what happens. Basically.
In the meantime, just ignore Tom and have a great weekend. How's that?
Thanks very much.
Nice to talk to you. Cheers, Sahib. Here's a question. It kind of relates to that Ahmed text in a while ago. Please advise which to buy, Audi S3 or C200 Mercedes. So before we came back during the break there, I said, I'll ask you that, Alex. And Alex, you said... Mercedes C200 or Audi S3. What did you say?
Audi.
Okay. What did you say, Tom?
Audi as well.
No, I said Mercedes.
They nearly got away with
fight,
that as
fight,
well.
Fight.
There was a fight. But which, why Audi?
Two completely different cars. So the Audi, as we were discussing, is smaller. In fact, they're completely different cars. The C200...
The price is similar.
So the C200, I'd say, is more of like an executive car. Power-to-weight ratio is not quite as good as the Audi.
Or as good as many other cars, to be honest.
It's being nice.
Yeah.
on that note, really quickly, Velar or an F-Pace? Jose wants to know.
F-Pace.
Oh, I would have said Velar.
I'd say Velar
or E-Pace.
Okay. Oh, the E-Pace. Oh, the I-Pace, is it?
No, E-Pace.
Oh, the smaller one. Oh, yeah.
They're very small, though.
That's
more like an Evoque size,
It's
right?
Very small if you live in the United Arab Emirates. It's not a very small
for
car.
That kind of car.
But Alex does make a good point there. One more thing. I'm sorry if we didn't get to your text today, but somebody did text in and said, look, please check this because I might be having to leave, so we'll do this. 2016 Dodge Durango, not the one that you've been driving around in, the monster that you have at the moment. Dealer maintained, 37,000 kilometres. Not full options, leather seats, rear view camera, etc. Rear wheel drive. Saad is asking, what would you say, Tom?
I've seen one actually recently that was going for about 90,000 and that had the V8, but that was slightly older. So this one I'd say, maybe 90, maybe 100,000 because it's slightly newer.
Okay. Yalla compares. Tom Pay, really nice to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Really put you on the spot a few times.
No, sorry, Tom.
You soldiers on. Alex Kappa, Miss Autono, we'll be seeing you soon, I hope. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.